If you're like us, you've dreamt of building your own business empire and the freedom it can bring you. But with hidden challenges along the way, it forces us to answer the hard questions like, how do we grow a real company without taking on debt? Or how can we get leads and buyers when there's so much competition out there? That's why tens of thousands of people have joined OneFunnelAway.com to get those questions answered. And now they're walking a new path of entrepreneurship. I asked some of them about their shocking journey from failure to freedom. I'm your host, Shane Larson, and you're listening to One Funnel Away Stories. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome out to the One Funnel Away Stories podcast. I am the host of the show. My name is Shane Larson. If you guys don't know by now, I've been doing this show for over a year now myself when I took it over from Steve Larson. And, you know, I've been running the One Funnel Away Challenge here at ClickFunnels since its infancy, when we first started back in September 2018. And during that time, I have seen so many amazing stories, and they're all like different, unique, which is what's the coolest part about it for me. See, being able to see like people come into our communities and do the challenges and then have those success stories, it's so awesome. But now the part of the show, though, is to highlight some of those stories, those who have done the work, who have seen the success, and they can share that with other people. So that being said, today we're bringing on Ralph Irvin. So Ralph, I appreciate you joining us and being willing to share your story with the rest of the listeners here.
I'm excited. Thanks very much for having me.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. So listeners on this show, they're typically entrepreneurs. They might be One Funnel Away Challenge. They might be in the ClickFunnels community. They might not be. We have thousands of listeners to the show who come in here. And they just kind of want to hear some success stories from those people that, you know, they can relate to. They feel like maybe they can relate to a little bit. So I want to know more before the ClickFunnels side of things, before you even got into the One Funnel Away Challenge, Ralph, I want to rewind the clock. I want to know more about your entrepreneurial journey as a whole. So do you mind kind of taking us back in time and telling us how long you've been doing business for and all that journey?
Absolutely. And once again, thanks for having me on. So although I won't take as much time as it might think, my entrepreneurial journey actually started as a child. I come from a military family. My dad served for 25 years. I had my own 8-year military career. And growing up, I watched my dad. He ran a very successful cleaning company outside of Philadelphia. And I got to watch him every day, you know, build a business really from scratch. And, you know, he was running a home-based business long before home-based businesses really became cool. And I got to really learn from him and just listen to him. I got to kind of watch him work, even though I didn't really understand everything at the time. And as a child, I was very active in the community between sports and music and different things. So I was always selling something. I was the kid who the neighbors drew the blinds when they saw me coming up the driveway because I was either selling cookies or hoagies. You know, I'm from Philly, so, you know, we call them hoagies, might be subs where you're from. You know, just really anything. I was always selling something. So at a very young age, I had to get used to dealing with people. Now, it was a friendly audience because they were neighbors, but it was still a really good experience for me. So after high school and my own military career, I knew I wanted something entrepreneurial, but I wasn't 100% sure what that meant coming right out of the military. I'd spent, you know, 8 years away, most of it outside of the U.S., including a deployment. So when I came back, I really was starting from scratch. And I eventually got into financial planning, financial services, where I spent 20 years. And although it's part of a larger firm, you're responsible for sales. So a lot of those business skills that you need to have in terms of managing your time, building client relationships, making cold calls, lots of things that you have to do to really build something from scratch, I had to do to build my clientele in financial services. So going back about maybe 3 years or so, I just realized that this, you know, I was kind of starting to burn out a little bit. It wasn't fun anymore, even though I was, you know, doing well, had a great career. I just knew that I wanted to do something different. And what precipitated that is the time that I spent with lots of professionals, you know, sitting down one-on-one, talking about people's finances. You really want to start by talking about them and their stories and figuring out, you know, how they've come to accumulate what they've, you know, accumulated, what their goals are for the future. All of that is part of a solid financial plan. And I can't tell you how many people I sat with who were absolutely stuck. you know, they've been in this career field or at this job for 10 or 15 years. They have a mortgage, they have kids, and they just don't feel like they can pivot. They don't feel like they could go do something else because of all the responsibilities that they have and the fear factor of, you know, how do I walk away from this pension? How do I walk away from a career that I have so many years in? If I do walk away and end up coming back, then, you know, how do I explain the gap in time? Is that going to look bad to potential employers? And that's what I started to experience when I started to realize that although I had a great career, loved meeting people, enjoyed the technical side of the work, that I didn't want to do it for another 20 years. And I started to feel stuck. So that is really what led me to step out on faith and use a lot of the skills that I developed, not only as a child and not only gleaned from, you know, my parents, because my mom, you know, helped my dad run the business. You know, she did the books and a lot of the back office stuff, but also those skills that I put to work in building my financial services clientele. So I've always had exposure to entrepreneurship. And again, as a child, I didn't really know what that meant. Yeah. Probably couldn't spell the word at the time, but it's just something that's been in me. And this seemed like a natural, seamless transition for me. And you know, with my wife's love, support, and blessing, here I am.
No, I love to hear that, man. That's super cool. It's just, it's interesting to see how, you know, the journey, even though you might not have realized it back then when you were a kid, but the journey was all part of, like, it was kind of building you up for what you're currently doing. I do have a question. You know, you mentioned military. There are a lot of people who I've spoken to, friend, family. I come from a military family, but they've always talked about the struggle of maybe when they've done their time and they come back to be in civilian life. And I'll give you an example. I had a guy who I went to college with, and he was a few years older than me, but he did say that he was struggling immensely because he was a leader in his military. He was in there for, I think he served for 6 years. Mm-hmm. And so that was the life he knew. And he was in a leadership role. And he felt like when he got out of the military, I mean, he had a school paid for because he was using his, you know, the bill, and he was able to utilize that for education, a college education, I should say. But he did say he was struggling. The only reason he's in college is because it gives him an idea, a goal to work, because he feels like as soon as he left the military, he didn't have skills. They didn't translate immediately over into the civilian life. And I'm curious, like, I know you mentioned your father was running a business as well, like military running a business and all that stuff. Did you ever experience anything like that yourself, having served yourself in the military? And maybe what advice would you give to people who, like, transferring the skill sets that you learned there into your normal civilian life?
Great question. So in terms of the transition, it can be difficult for people who are in very specific skill sets in the military. Like if you served in, you know, I was in the Army. So if you served in field artillery or infantry or military intelligence or things of that sort, there are not a lot of infantry and field artillery jobs in civilian life. So I think the challenge with the transition, which I'm thankful that I didn't really have much of a rough time, because, you know, I was in for 8 years, which is lengthy and longer than most, but it wasn't as though I did a 20-year career, retired, and then kind of had to start from scratch. So I think there's a difference between transferring the occupational specialty into civilian life and transitioning the leadership skills into life. Transitioning the leadership skills is pretty easy because they stand out so prominently in the civilian world. You know, there are very few people who have had the level and the intensity of training that veterans, you know, had through, you know, the military. You know, you get out of college, you get a corporate job. You don't start off at 5 a.m. doing pushups, but in the military you do, to beat that discipline into you, to make sure that you're regimented, to make sure to instill in you that no matter what you have on your schedule for today, here are the things that you need to get done. That either means you stay up later or you get up earlier, but the mission doesn't change just because you're tired. The mission doesn't change just because there's a lot to do that day. There are certain fundamental things that absolutely have to take place before, you know, in order to make sure that you are a complete soldier, sailor, airman, marine, you know, whatever your specialty, whatever your branch of service is. So I think those skills translate very well into civilian life and should be pretty easy to implement. And because of that training, I've found that many veterans transferring into civilian life actually get promoted quicker and are given more responsibility sooner because they've demonstrated a capacity which isn't as common as, you know, it is, as is found in the military, and it really stands out in civilian life. So in terms of advice, I would just say, just be the leader that you've been trained to be, and everything else is learnable. But if you demonstrate an ability to work, an ability to get along with people, an ability to meet deadlines and get the job done, you'll be fine.
I love that, man. I appreciate your insight there. That's super helpful. I'm positive there are people that are listening to this that are probably going to be like, okay, make some note there. Now, as we get into, we heard about the background and your journey, you know, entrepreneurship runs in the family a little bit. We've learned about your skill sets that you've acquired. Now, the bread and butter of this conversation is the One Funnel Away Challenge and where that kind of plays a role in your journey. I mean, we're talking about One Funnel Away. It's the One Funnel Away Stories podcast. And entrepreneurs that are listening to this, a lot of them haven't taken the One Funnel Away Challenge, but they probably heard about it. Maybe they're connected to Russell Brunson in some form. They might have read a book or two of his. And they've heard about One Funnel Away, and they're trying to figure out, like, well, what is it? And two, does it work for me? So talk to us about how you even heard about the One Funnel Away Challenge and when you decided to take the challenge.
So in terms of when I heard of it, first of all, in terms of my experience with the challenge, the one that I completed recently wasn't my first challenge, but it was the first one of the redesigned challenge with one pagers and such. And that made a real difference for me. So I want to emphasize that, because the other challenges, I think, were, I mean, the level of value that Russell and the ClickFunnels team packs into, you know, that 30 days for $100. I mean, I can think of a whole lot of, you know, bar tabs that were a whole lot more than $100, and all I came away from it with was a headache. But to get the level of training in 30 days, which I am would unapologetically say is worth more than 4 years of marketing and sales training at any university, Ivy League, state school, or even local. I just think that, you know, my experience with it was just absolutely tremendous. Now, it can be, for me, it was a little bit overwhelming in spots at times, but looking back, I think that overwhelm was more my propensity to overthink rather than to just trust the process. So I have to fess up and say that I probably overwhelmed myself a little bit in spots, which I can't necessarily blame on the challenge. But that's what I felt, you know, at different stages of the process, you know, a little bit of that. But once I settled myself down and said, okay, let's go back to your roots where you have somebody in front of you training you, and you need to trust the process and trust their experience and trust their pedigree, then I was fine. But in the beginning, there's so much coming at you. And, you know, this is unlike any program out there. So it's a little bit of a shock to the system, but definitely a tremendous experience that I've grown from exponentially.
I'm so glad you shared that, though, because I think a lot of people, honestly, go through the same thing. Like, they might have had like their own ways of thinking, and that's not a bad thing. We all form, like, we're here for a reason, where everyone's running businesses or doing something, or we all have our own journeys. But they might, if this way of thinking and the way of articulating that information, the way that Russell has structured the challenge with ourselves and our team, with all the information, it can be a little different. It might be a different way of articulating that information and then like delivering it in a sensitive time window, I should say, within a month. And so it's an adjustment of trying to, like, okay, well, I've got to, do you keep thinking the way that you think all the time? How do I listen to this guy when it's a little, maybe it's a little different than the way I've been currently thinking, and how do I get things done? But what I love that you said is like trusting the process and trusting the people in there. I love the phrase you used, trusting their pedigree. Like, here's what I'll say with our team. What we've seen, Ralph, is when people like yourself come through the challenge, even my team of coaches, is we, even if people don't join coaching calls all the time, they might come to, or like ask questions here and there, we can see who Facebook, you know, who's getting who's doing. And what we've noticed is that like those who come to them and ask them a question, or at least trust their answer, maybe they're not asking questions, but they're in the coaching calls or they're in the threads at looking at some of the questions. The ones who trust them typically see a lot of success. And the reason for that, I'm not trying to just say that they're the only ones who know anything, but They understand Russell's teachings, and they know how to articulate that and explain it in more detail on Russell's side of things. And so it's trusting it is it's a hard thing to do when you're not used to it. But I'm glad that you were able to kind of like that hump and be able to move forward with it, even though, because a lot of parents, that's what I'm trying to say, is like a lot of people, you'd be amazed at how many people come through and they're like, this just isn't for me because I can't figure it out, but that's just not the way I do things. I'm just glad that you shared that. Now, I would love to know, amidst all that, like, there's a little bit of chaos, it's a little overwhelming, like you mentioned, but do you remember any missions, like, I should say, we say missions because that's just kind of the verbiage, but any trainings inside the challenge that maybe stood out to you, like an aha moment where you were like, okay, that actually is a game changer in what I'm doing?
Probably at every phase, there was something that I came away that was like, that was a paradigm shift for me that really stuck out. But I would say that probably very early in the offer creation element, where, in everyday society, in order to move products, we're used to things being put on sale. Now it's 30% off, 40%, 50%, around the holidays, 70%, anything to get you in the store, to get you to click the buy button. But what was big for me is that, it's a race to the bottom. So you're much better off by just adding more value to the product or service than you are making it as cheap as possible. Because, if A prices it at a certain point and then B prices it 20% cheaper to compete with A, then here comes C trying to beat A and B. Eventually it's zero. That's the finish line. But if it's a competition to add more value for what you're asking the public to exchange for, then, there's no finish line. There's no limit. You can go as high as you possibly want and just add as much value as possible. And again, that's so different from what we see in our everyday economy. So that was, one of those, mind-blowing moments that I experienced and completely changed the way I thought about not only working on my own business, but even as a consumer. I now am expecting more value if you want to get my money.
No, I'm glad you said that. It's interesting. Having worked for Russell for almost 5 years now, I joined ClickFunnels working for the company in 2017 in October, but just working for him and just seeing how he does that. If I worked for an e-commerce business at the headquarters of a major supplement company. It's the world's largest supplement company online, and their headquarters are based here out of Boise, Idaho. And I was over there, and I thought that was a successful business. As I come over to ClickFunnels and I listen to Russell, and I was like, we sat in the headquarters, we were like 10 feet away from him all the time. So being by Russell, you learn a lot just by what he's going through every day. He'll come out to we call it the pit, and he'll like just share whatever he's working on. And he's like, oh, what do you think? But just being around him, that simple concept, Ralph, of like offer creation was so new to me. Because like you said, my old job, really one of my jobs was, okay, what buy one, get one free offer can we do on this deal? And we're working with brands on discounts we can provide. And it ended up being, and I would love to just kind of piggyback off what you said, this was the world's largest online retailer for supplementation for fitness and supplements, okay? What it ended up being is we became a discount store, right? So if we didn't have a discount, they went somewhere else. That's what it ended up being 6 months into our venture of trying to do buy one, get one. And that's when that company started to fall. And it's at a major down point now, 5 years after having left there. It's in a bad, bad spot. And that's why I'm like glad that you said that, because I come over here and it was such a new way of thinking. I'm just like either upping the price or keeping the same and upping the value to you, but like never like dropping it. Just upping value and providing more and more humor. And I'm like, well, that's a lot. You should be upping the price by like $1,000 a pop over here. But you'd be amazed at what that does for your consumer and the retention of your consumers. Like whenever they buy something, they're more willing to come back because you provided them with value. And you realize you're truly taking care of your customers. And you're going to probably have repeat customers moving forward. And you won't see that drop. It's not a race to the bottom. You don't become the discount store. So I'm just like glad that you shared that. It's super cool. I'm sure the listeners right now are probably thinking like, okay, so Ralph has all this experience as a young child doing his sales. He's got a military experience. He's got, the corporate stuff. He understands a lot of things. But what business are you running where you needed to utilize funnels? Like, what funnel did you build? Like, what are you doing now with the funnel? So I guess through the One Funnel Away challenge that you just completed, what was the funnel for?
So the funnel was for coaching. So just to unpack it a little bit, the reason that I got into this space, there's a million and one coaches out there, but I think what differentiates me is I want to focus on the professional who feels how I felt years ago and who feels like the many clients that I've sat down and done their planning for, to where if there was an exit ramp for them to get out of that, they absolutely would be out of there. You know, if it wasn't for, you know, if they were still able to meet their obligations and keep a roof over the kid's head and pay for college and all those kinds of things. And there's a lot of coaching out there for, you know, millennials and, you know, younger folks, and love them to death, God bless them. But what about for those people, those mid-career people who feel like they're stuck? I think that's a valuable pool of people simply because they know how to give presentations. They know how to manage people. They know how to interview. They've been in the workforce. You know, they have a little seasoning. So they know how to make presentations, how to do lots of different things that would make them extraordinary entrepreneurs. But again, feeling like they're stuck because they have so many years in a particular occupation or because of what they spent on college to even qualify for that work. I've found that a lot of people don't even want to try. They won't even do research to see if it's even possible to do something else. But we know the reality of that is far different because there's people who do everything they're supposed to do. They show up on time. They're faithful to the organization. They haven't so much as taken a post-it note that didn't belong to them. And then the company downsizes. We're sorry. We wish we could do better. You're out of a job. And then they're forced to figure out and do something else. So my passion is for, you know, people who have those responsibilities, who have, you know, a little bit of gray hair like I do, who have the skills to do something else and would be wildly successful, who want to do something else. So that was what the funnel was originally for, was to do some one-on-one coaching to really gain the experience and a little more seasoning. I mean, I know the material, but in terms of holding myself out as a coach publicly, there's still things that I felt like I had to learn with the goal of actually turning that into an online course and kind of pulling myself away from the day-to-day kind of trading time for money, one-to-one coaching model. So that was the original design, was for one-to-one coaching.
That is so cool to me. Like, as I'm sitting here, and if you ever see my eyes drop or anything like that, I'm taking notes. Okay. Like, I love taking notes from the guests that are talking. So I'm here typing the notes down on my notepad from my iPhone. So that when I go to my other computer, I actually look at those notes. I love that you've utilized that skill set. And you know, there's so many coaches that are out there nowadays, but you've explained why you're unique, like why, what specialty you bring. And that's what I hope those listeners today are hearing. So if you guys are listening to this podcast, like most people who listen to podcasts are on their phone, right? Pull out your notepad on your phone and type some notes down. I'm gonna ask you in a minute, Ralph, about where we can find you, where we can find that funnel, where we can book stuff with you, you know, if you want to take advantage of your coaching. But what I think is cool is I'm getting to know you over these last 20 minutes is just seeing how the leadership traits that you've acquired and the skill sets you acquired and the way that you're transferring those into this part of your life, online space, and like truly helping people. I think that's super, super cool. Do you mind like breaking down, you don't have to give away all the secrets, but maybe breaking the way that your funnel is structured for coaches? Cause there might be other coaches that are listening to this, like how the OTO and what your offer stack was that kind of like puts a customer through your journey.
Sure. So my funnel, just to kind of give a general overview, the more that I've really studied during the One Funnel Away Challenge, and again, I'd been exposed to ClickFunnels and Russell's teachings prior. I don't know if you can see over my shoulder, but I have, you know, all the books, everything. In fact, I've probably spent so much money that I have 2 and 3 copies of some of the same stuff. You know what I mean? So I had a working knowledge, but I really needed that step-by-step, day-to-day training. So what I did was an application funnel. Because I wanted to, you know, create a little bit of a, I guess, a velvet rope, if you will, but not in the sense of, you know, seeming elitist or anything like that. I mean, that's not really the spirit behind it, but making sure that people who wanted to speak with me were really serious about making change, you know, because I don't have time to play, you know? So that was really it. And, you know, in terms of back end offers and things like that, I've, you know, made some adjustments here and there, but just offering solutions that, you know, can help people simplify the journey and the transition, taking myself back to, okay, knowing what I know now, what would I tell myself when I was sitting at my desk, like, you know, just saying, I just can't do this for another, you know, 20 years and living that life where the happiest I was Friday at 5 and I was absolutely miserable Sunday at 8 because I know I had to go do it for another week. Just trying to make things as simple as possible. Not talking to you, Siri. Trying to make things as simple as possible. I mean, that's really the challenge and the mandate that Russell gives us. And I've just tried to, you know, really do that. And there's still some things that I'm thinking through and working through. So there'll be some adjustments to it as I, you know, continue to gain experience having worked with, you know, several clients now. But that was really it. Just, you know, how do I make the path as easy as possible for someone that really sees this as impossible? You know, how do I break down that line of thinking to help people understand, listen, that there is a way out, you know, and it's not a zero sum game between what you're currently doing and the dream you have for you and your family. So that was really how my mindset in structuring the funnel.
I absolutely love that. I love that you did application funnel. I love that the thought process behind what you're offering, your answering directions. It's the whole point of the funnel business. I mean, it really is like that's what I was trying to share with people. Like you're solving problems, but most of the time you're putting your own personal touch into it, what you've gone through, your experiences, and then you're kind of applying that to your funnel structure in some form or fashion. And it sounds like you've done that. And then I love that you mentioned this. So those who haven't maybe gotten into the funnel space, you will adjust things. I can promise you right now, Russell has adjusted his offers on multiple funnels, like literally every day. Okay. Like he's looking at customer feedback. He's seeing what's working, what's not. Could he help a customer more by office instead of this? Like your offer that you currently have in your funnel might change from time to time. It's called funnables. You're calling an audible and shifting things around in the offer stack, maybe adding something or taking something away. So that's not a bad thing. It's always good. You're always, you know, able to help customers and you'll let your customers speak to you. And I just think it's cool that you've done that. For coaches that are out there, there's different ways of, you know, putting a funnel together for whatever coaching service you may provide. Even the coaching call itself is a funnel because you could potentially have an upsell on that funnel. Maybe you get them on you book them for a call, you do a consultation, and then that in itself is a funnel because you'll have an upsell. You can provide different offers when you're actually speaking to, that all comes down to sale, what your experience is there. But it's all it's a fun game. Once you're into it, you start to see the possibility. I think it's cool that you're doing that. Now, Ralph, I got to ask you, the question that people want to know is like, okay, so funnels can generate revenue. That's the whole point of it. You're running a business. And then the reason we wanted to have you on the show is because, you know, you had the One Comma Club Award. That's like the first step to build that momentum that skyrockets, or I should say snowballs. Mm-hmm. You don't have to give us the exact details of numbers, but we just want to know how long it took you once you went live with your funnel to generate $1,000, your first $1,000. Do you know how long it took you to get?
Actually, it took 3 days. 3 days. So, and I hope this is encouraging to anyone that's listening. A lot of the One Funnel Away challenge is about driving traffic and, you know, that type of thing to really get people to know your funnel, to, you know, build your profile. But prior to the One Funnel Away challenge, I was, you know, already releasing content. So, you know, I have a YouTube channel. I was already releasing content, you know, on Facebook and in different places. So but it wasn't specific to the funnel and specific to coaching. It was in the business sphere, but it wasn't specific to the funnel because I hadn't built it yet, you know, until I did the challenge. So I posted some content and shared that I had launched a program, and I immediately got responses saying, you know, I want to be your client. Let me know what I need to do. And that was because I strongly believe because I had already built the know, like, and trust, and nurtured a population of people. So when I released something, there was instant feedback and response. So I sent a link, and, you know, through the application funnel that was done, I named my price out the gate. It was a four-figure price point, and I got a ding on my Stripe account that it was paid, and here we are.
That is so awesome. No, I love hearing that, man. It's so cool what all these things can do. I love that you were nurturing your own little audience prior. That's a warm audience. That's the importance of having a list. So Steven Larson, who used to work really close with ClickFunnels, he's still a good friend of ours. I love Steve. But he once, just probably 3 weeks ago, maybe talking about the importance of having a list. And everyone says, okay, well, it's going to be an email list. Well, no, part of it. You want to build, like, a funnel actually helps you build an email list, because emails are huge. You're going to have that list forever. But YouTube channels, Instagram pages, Twitter, TikTok, whatever it may be, those are your people. Mm-hmm. If it's like 10 followers, if you're doing a podcast, you get a certain amount of, those are your followers. Those are people. While you would probably ideally like to have those in an email list eventually, they still are your people. So if you're doing something like Ralph's doing right here, like, you're doing content, you're producing all that, you're nurturing an audience that you're creating something, and then you have a funnel account, use that. You got to leverage that. So many people have all this content, they don't leverage it. They have all these people that are following them, and they have this platform, and they don't leverage nothing. And it's like, wow, you were able to do that. You built this trust with the people you had already been creating content for. As soon as you had something to offer them, bang, and then they got it. So
I'm sure. Full disclosure is, it was really messy. It still kind of is. I'm kind of working on tightening up my process as it relates to content creation and structure. You know, there are some content creators out there who, you know, every Wednesday at 10 o'clock, you know that you're getting something, or, you know, every three times a week. Mine was a lot more scattered and inconsistent. So I'm actually blessed, very blessed to have gotten a hit so quickly. But if anything, I think that should be encouraging to people that, you know, starting messy is a whole lot better than not starting at all, you know, or, as, you know, Steven has said many times, you know, done is better than perfect. Like, just do something. It doesn't have to be, you know, carefully curated. You don't need a $3,000 camera and, you know, all of this equipment and all that stuff. You know, we all have $1,000, you know, phones in our pockets. Start right there. And that's what worked for me. So that's actually given me the leverage, having, you know, that income from that, haven't taken a penny of it for myself to reinvest back in the business, to build capacity, to be a lot more organized. Because think about it, if I got a hit that quickly when I was a total wreck, imagine if I was organized and structured, you know, 6 months earlier, I might've gotten, you know, 20 or 30 people at that same price point taking advantage of my offer. So, you know, just start where you are. You are equipped for such a time as this, and you already have in you everything you need to be wildly successful. You just need to harness that. And there's no better place to harness that, in my opinion, than the One Funnel Away Challenge. That is absolutely where you should start. No matter how much you think you know, there's so many truth bombs in that program that, you know, even though I've taken it and have had some success, I will be taking it in the future for sure.
I'll let you leave with it, that one, man. I'm not even going to think back. I think that's amazing. I appreciate you sharing that. But the last thing I want to know then, Alf, is where to find you. If somebody wants to take advantage of your services, where's the funnel link? Where's your platforms, YouTube, anything that you want to shout right now? Like, let us know and we'll put it here in the description.
Sure. I appreciate it. So, my platform is called the Corporate Freedom Academy, because that's exactly what I want to help people achieve. So you can go to corporatefreedomacademy.com and all of my information and everything will be there.
Okay. So is it Corporate Freedom Academy or the Corporate Freedom Academy?
Corporate Freedom Academy.
Awesome. So corporatefreedomacademy.com. I'll put the link here in the description so everybody can see it. So you guys can go there, get out all of his information on that site. Go check it out. Go follow Ralph, support him. Ralph, one last question for you. Where do we expect to see you in a year from now? Where would you like to be with your business and entrepreneurial journey 1 year from today?
I absolutely have no doubt in my mind that I will be on stage accepting a Two Comma Club Award. And not only that, I believe firmly, and I'm just like Russell, I'm a person of faith. In fact, he did his mission about 10 minutes from where I live. So
Oh, no kidding.
he knows the area where I am. I have every belief that in 24 months or less that I'll be a speaker at Funnel Hacking Live, which I look forward to attending this year. So I believe the sky's the limit for me. There will be bumps, there will be challenges, but I am 100% committed to this, helping people fulfill their personal purpose through online entrepreneurship is my mission. And I don't see myself doing anything else for the rest of my life. This is what I've been personally called to do, just like Russell has been called to serve entrepreneurs. So I'm excited about the future and excited about getting on that stage.
Heck yeah. Cannot wait to see it. And if you're at Funnel Hacking Live this year, come say what's up to me. It's in 2 months, in Orlando, Florida. For those who haven't signed up yet to go or paid for a ticket, I'd encourage you guys to go. It's one of the most life-changing events you'll be able to attend, in my opinion. It's so much awesome energy that's there and so many amazing knowledge bombs that you'll get. So go to funnelhackinglive.com if you guys want to get a ticket. But Ralph, I'll see you there. You come
You
say
will see me there.
what's up to me, man.
Hope to meet some of you listeners. Just come up and say hello. I'm excited for Orlando.
Heck yeah. We'll be rooting you on, Ralph. Appreciate you joining us on your story. And for those who are listening, if you want to be, on this show or even just have another success story of your own, just go to onefunnelaway.com, sign up. We'll be there to help you out. Maybe you can utilize some of Ralph's services as well for coaching. Utilize this podcast for motivation and then apply that information to your life. Don't just use it for motivation. That's great, but you want to apply that information. So if you can utilize Ralph's services, do it. You can utilize the One Funnel Away Challenge, do it. We're here for you. We'll talk to you guys next time. Take care. If you want to be part of the journey and create your own story that can be shared just like this one, then sign up at onefunnelaway.com to get started with the next One Funnel Away Challenge. We have a new challenge coming up very soon, and we want you to be part of it. This is where you'll learn the strategies and build the foundations of funnel building, along with understanding the basic principles of traffic so you can fill your funnels with paying clients. The coolest part, we do this all in 30 days' time. It doesn't matter if you're an established business owner, a 9-to-5 worker looking for additional income, an affiliate marketer, or someone who's completely new to the entrepreneurial game, it doesn't matter. Regardless of where you're coming from, you need to be here in order to take yourself to the next level. So again, head over to onefunnelaway.com to sign up, and we'll see you in the challenge.